This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. When the taller candidate consistently wins the election, what does that say about you and me? We'll find the answer in 1 Samuel chapters 16 through 19. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
In today's passage, we have a graphic illustration of the difference between God's view of people and ours. Most of us put a lot of stock in outward appearance. A study of past U.S. presidential elections shows that the taller candidate almost always wins. The next time you go to the supermarket or the drugstore, do a quick mental survey of how many products are sold to help us in our appearance or our aroma. While there's nothing wrong with combing our hair or smelling good, it says a lot about our basic orientation to life. We are most concerned with how other people see us. Not so with God. When the Lord sent Samuel to the house of Jesse in Bethlehem to anoint one of his sons as king, look what happened. Samuel was impressed with Eliab, but God said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him." The Lord does not look at the things the way that man looks at them. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Now, does that mean that a big, good-looking guy cannot be a spiritual leader? No, of course not. It just means that God looks for something deeper than that, a heart that is given to God. You and I can tell how people look, but only God can tell what they are. David wasn't even invited to the event, was finally brought in from the pasture where he was tending the sheep, and the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him, for he is the one." There was something within David that only the Lord could see. God knew his heart. And while a lot of people looked better, God chose David because of what was inside him. What does God see when he looks at you and me today? He sees far deeper than what we wear or how we look. He knows who and what we are. It's one of the great ironies of our day that we spend buckets of money on our bodies, which are in effect wasting away, and at the same time we often neglect the inward person, which the Apostle Paul says should be renewed day by day. Am I spending more time each morning getting my body ready for work than I am getting my heart ready through Bible reading and prayer? And what about my opinion of others? Am I so hung up on someone's outward appearance that I write them off before I take time to discover the inward dimension of their life? Lord, help us all today to see as you see and to live our lives in light of your perspective. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, how to evaluate the advice of others. Join us on Daily Discipleship.